We'll say next week is Friday is Good Friday. So we normally do this call every Friday, but we do shut our office down on Good Friday every year. So so we will not, my office will be closed, and we will not be having a call. So you're welcome to tune in. You'll just see a black screen. So so that's all right. But anyways, heads up on that. Enjoy your Easter weekend next weekend. Whatever you do to celebrate, it's cool. But let's kind of jump in. Whew, there's a lot going on, and as far as our business and things that are happening, I just I don't know if I say it enough, but I'm very grateful for what Andy Albright's put together for us to really be able to have what we've got, whether it's having access to the leads and the abundance. I was looking today, by the way, there's 37,700 leads that are in inventory that haven't been handed out to an agent yet. So if you ain't got no friends and nobody likes you, nobody wants to talk to you, it's okay. We got leads. Okay. So we talk more about that. Andy keeps making more of them in different types. And so that's exciting. It's a big part of our business. So I'm grateful for the fact that there's the inventory. And for somebody that wants to move forward fast, you have the ability to jump in once you're equipped and know what you're doing to start working with these leads. I'm grateful for the carriers that we have. And what Andy's done to build the relationships and the staff. I'm telling you, I'm grateful for that. Hey, buddy, you want to come in and say hi?
Hi.
All right, say hi to everybody. You got to get right in the camera. This is my son, Amon. He's like jumping in on us. So he's getting ready for, he's bringing me my applications. Because I have a appointment to run. So this is my milk crate for y'all wondering. They knew I needed it because I'm heading out of here to run some appointments myself. In case y'all wondered. If I know what I'm doing, I wonder too sometimes. we are going to get out there and help some families this weekend. Okay, so coming back to being grateful for the number of carriers that we've got. We got 16 carriers. And whether we need a basic mortgage protection term, or we need a final expense product, or we need an IUL, or we need $1 million, $2 million fully underwritten term that's highly competitive, that beats the pants off other people's rates. We got it. We need guaranteed issue because the person's HIV positive, got themselves all messed up, their insides on their outsides. We can cover them. We got accidental death. We got children's whole life policies. If someone needs a disability policy, we got that. If they need an annuity, a fixed annuity, a fixed index annuity, immediate annuity, we've got it. All that is so massive to understand what we have. And the fact that we had one carrier with like two or three products when I got started 19 years ago, I didn't even know like what a fully underwritten product was. And it was just like, there's so much that we didn't have. We didn't have an IUL. I don't even know if they existed when I got my license in 2000. So I just tell you, I'm grateful for what's here. I don't want to take it for granted. I'm grateful for Andy for putting together the staff of people that helps pull it together. So just a couple things that were on my heart. I'm grateful for the team we've got, the staff we've got, and other people that I can lean on, like my buddy Paul Roberts, Diane Lamping, Stephen Davies, Andy Riedel, Rodney Kraft. These are all studs that are very focused on blowing up the company in a big way and getting us bigger. But we said today was going to be on some basics. Basic on scripts. Basic on the main scripts and appointment setting. And sometimes I get somebody on here and we're interviewing them and we're getting into mindset. But I thought, as I teach people scripts, I do a lot to teach what I'm using as a script if I'm working with you one-on-one. Now, one of the things that's sometimes dangerous when I go into talking a script is if you're working with us and what you're doing is working and you're helping lots of families and you're booking lots of appointments, don't go changing what I'm telling. Don't be like, oh, Mike said this wonderful thing. I need to change everything. Dear Lord, if what you're doing is working and you're one of those people booking 15, 20 appointments a week and people are showing up when you're booking your appointments, don't change anything because I'm saying. Now, if things are going okay and you're looking for a little modest improvement and you hear something I say that helps you out, awesome. Feel free to R&D, rip off and duplicate, you don't even have to give me credit. I'm not doing this for credit. I'm doing it to help you get better. That's my focal point. So I'm going to spend some time on some basic scripts. And if you're here and you're thinking, hey, either maybe I need this or maybe I need to get better at teaching it. So maybe you're running pretty good and you know what you're doing. Awesome. How good are you at teaching a script? how good are you at hitting the high points of what a person knows and helping them be effective there? So that's some of what I'm going to come at you with today. Whew, okay. And if there's questions, if you're on video, feel free to wave like this. I do have my phone, the telehopper thing here in front of me. So if you shoot me a text, I'll be able to see that. And I'll try to incorporate a question if you want to text me a question. So or whatever it is, holler. If you want to unmute and speak up, I'll try to pause in a couple spots to handle some questions. Or if you're on Zoom, you can type in a question. So a few ways you can get questions. We can give you some feedback. So if you're brand new and you just got your license and you're sitting here and said, I'm ready to go help some families, what am I going to do? Biggest thing we can do to help you out is get you some warm market appointments. Why warm market appointments? Because it's a platform for you to go out there and practice connecting with people, asking questions, making some mistakes. There's so many great rookie mistakes you can make that we'd much rather you make them in a practice environment. Because when we start getting your leads, we love leads, but leads cost money, right? So if you can make a, you can make mistakes and not have to make a mess that costs you money. I'm like all about free education if it's just as good as, you know, say the private education. Or if it's going to help me better with my private education. Let me make mistakes so I don't have to chop off my arm, you know. I'd rather walk through the minefield because somebody else showed me the path versus, you know, be the first one and get my leg blown off. Okay. So with that said, there's power in doing warm market appointments. I could spend this time really trying to sell you on why, but let me just take that, accept that you buy into that and say, hey, the people that we see that start off with the best results with leads are the people that have had the most practice with a good chunk of warm market appointments before they start working with leads. Because there's all sorts of dumb mistakes you're not going to imagine you're going to make, but I promise that you're going to make them, but if we can get them before you get to leads, it's going to help. So here we go. What's the goal? I'd say if you got a goal of 10 warm market appointments, that's good. You can go further from there. But what is it that you can say about warm market? What do you say to get that? Okay, and so here's a script that my buddy Justin Balick has been using within his organization for the last year and a half. And it's been highly effective. So if you're like, pay attention, get out your little pencil and pen, and let's write this down. But here we go. So if we're calling, and so if I'm calling my buddy TJ who's sitting here, so I call him TJ. We go, ring, ring.
Hello.
TJ.
Hey.
What's going on, buddy?
Not a whole lot. What's up, Mike?
Oh, man. Hey, I just watched some baseball. How are the Yankees doing?
Wonderful as always.
Wonderful as always. That's awesome. That must mean they're behind the Red Sox if they're doing wonderful in my book.
Oh,
Bronx Bombers.
He got his shot. All right. So, hey, but TJ, let me tell you the reason for the call. Here's why I'm calling, buddy. Tell you what, I don't know if you know this, but I started some more work. I'm working another job outside of my engineering job. And, dude, I could use some help. TJ, the company I'm working for, I'm going to be sitting down with clients that they already have me lined up to see. But my boss, this dude, he's kind of like one of the mean old bosses. He won't let me sit down with any of these clients until I've practiced my presentation 10 times, like with 10 different people or couples. And so I was wondering if I could come over the next couple of days and sit down with you and Bethany and sit down with y'all and kind of run through my appointment and get my practice in with you guys. Is that something we could do here Saturday or Sunday?
Of course. Anything to help.
Anything to help. That would be so awesome. How does Saturday at 10 a.m. work? Are you in Bethany home at that point?
We'll both be home. That works perfect.
You'll both be home. Okay, well, good. Well, let's lock that in. And if you make sure she'll be here as well. And then, by the way, if y'all have any of those policy things, you know, the policy documents to review, that would be good if you can get those out. We'll be able to kind of review them so I can learn from that. I get extra credit if I'm reviewing some of those policies while we're there.
All right. I have them out waiting on you.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Okay. So I'm going to time out, and let's break down a couple things that I did say and didn't say. I used the word help like two or three times. The word help is key. Okay. I used the phrase mean old boss. You might say, Mike, you ain't mean. Well, I can act mean if it'll help. It'll help you play out. It'll help you be a better actor. Okay, I could be mean. Just let me know. I'll call you up and cuss you out, and then you'll think I'm mean. Okay, but otherwise, we just pretend I'm mean, okay? And so the key here is like, you can play whoever's coaching you is the role of the mean old boss, okay? And having a goal of at least 10 is good. Other things I didn't say life insurance. Now, they asked me, what do you work with? I said, I'm working with insurance products like mortgage protection, final expense protection, life insurance type stuff, you know? And if I say that, if I have to say that, then here's what I'm going to do, because one of their objections could be, well, we got plenty of life insurance. And that's where I'm going to counter, oh, that's great. You probably don't need any more. And you're probably going to have several of those policies to review so I can learn a lot. And it's going to count as a good appointment for me. So when they say, I got plenty of life insurance, oh, that's good. Because remember, this is me to practice my just going through and asking about your coverage and why you have it. That makes it a better appointment, actually. I'll get extra credit if you can have those policies out. Okay. That's very simple. You don't need to add any words. You know, you can keep it that simple. Brian, you said you went through that with somebody earlier today. Brian Beasley, you able to unmute?
Yes, sir.
Awesome, dude. All right. So how'd that work out? So you had somebody use that today?
Yeah. Anna was kind of nervous about scheduling her own warm market appointments. And I gave her that exact script. And I said, you know, just say you got this mean boss in Kentucky that's going to make you do 10 of them before they'll let you go out and turn you loose with the public. And she said, oh, I don't know if I can say that. And I said, well, yeah, you can. You can. I promise. She called me back 20 minutes later, and she is sitting in an appointment right now.
Yep. Yep. So there we go. So, I mean, so it's like, hey, that's big. Again, just giving some people the script to use, and it works, okay? It's fun. It's work. You know, we're having fun on that. So the biggest thing I can tell you is understanding just that, just put it to play. And, you know, you can play with the mean old boss. You don't have to. But my point is just like, hey, my boss said, you don't have to say mean old boss. Just, hey, my boss says. Boss says I need to go do 10 practice appointments. And that part's okay, too. So you can edit, but keep the gist of it short, sweet, and simple. Because guess what? If these are friends of yours or of an agent that you're coaching, if they're friends, they would love to help. If they're friends, they would love to help. Okay, and I think that's the important part. Now, I could spend more time talking about how do we plan for the appointment and what do we do, and once we've got it booked, but I really want to just focus on the actual phone scripting part of this right now so people can understand the simplicity of just using this as a tool to book those practice appointments. And the faster you can focus on getting a book, because here's what's going to happen. One of the mistakes that some people make is, they're thinking minimums. Well, I just need to do one or two practice appointments. Well, the problem is then you think, well, I call this one person, I'll book it with them, and then they push it back, and then I can't meet with them, and they push it back, and now it's been 2 months, and I haven't had a warm market appointment yet. The next thing is if you'll go in with a list of 5, 10, 15 people, and you just call through them all at once, then you will get several, and some will move, some will be there, ain't no big deal. But now you take the pressure off of feeling like, oh, but it's this one little, it's my only one. I hope they meet with me. Come on now. Try to run up the score. Right. Come in with the attitude of, hey, let me run up the score. Let me make the phone call. Not everybody's going to book it with me. It's okay. And I don't need anyone. That's why if we get you come up, get whoever it is, come up with a list of 5, 10, 15, good quality people. And again, if I'm thinking and I'm coaching somebody on what makes for a good warm market appointment, someone that's married or has a partner, or someone that has young kids that they are taking care of. They don't have to be married if they got young kids. That's okay. It can be one of those. Or it can be somebody that's older that has adult kids that have dumpster duty when they die. You know, so if you're a person, you got, well, my kids are all growing out of the nest. I said, okay, when you die, who's got dumpster duty? Oh, yeah, my son does. Okay. So, you know, if somebody's got older kids, that's a big deal there. Okay. So understanding who makes for a good warm market appointment? Because my joke is if your best warm market appointment is your 19-year-old friend who's still smashing beer cans on his forehead, he got one of them rings, you know, from where the beer can hit him right in his head. I was like, he's probably not thinking much about who he's taking care of. He's probably not, might not have a job. He might not have anybody that really loves him that much. You know, he's probably a burden financially now to people, not an asset. So financially, people ain't going to miss it. I mean, they'll miss his heart and smiling face and that ring on his head, but they won't miss, you know, his contribution to society. So anyways, okay.
He's gone.
Okay. So with that said, look for good quality people. So that's appointment setting with warm market. Okay. I'm going to pause because I may have some questions here. So this is your chance. If you're on video, wave, we can unmute yourself, speak up or pop up a question or hit me with a text. So we got any questions on this one? Very simple, easy to practice, easy to do. Okay. All right. Let's see. Looking for the notes. I know no text come in. Okay, good. All right. Now I'm going to get into mortgage protection. So now we start working with leads. And we're doing mortgage protection. So if I'm doing mortgage protection, when I'm dialing, what do I have in front of me? I have the lead in front of me. I actually have a sheet of my calendar, and I have a score sheet. I was here making dials last night. I literally had a pile of leads, my score sheet, and my calendar sheet. And actually for me, because my calendar is on Google and stuff like that, if I have my laptop up, that's a distraction. Oh, I'm one of the most easily distracted guys. In fact, I even set up my laptop's closed, and when I'm dialing, it's leads, score sheet, calendar sheet, and that's it. And maybe a beverage. Okay? That's it. That's it. No distractions. And so when I'm dialing, and if it's a mortgage protection, I dial. If no answer, I put the sticky mark on the dial sheet, and as I'm doing that, I'm counting 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, redial. Dial same number again. No answer, as it's putting the ticky mark, it's going to voicemail, what's the second number on the lead? Do, press it, dial it. It's ringing, no answer, stop, dial, and put a tick mark down, and now hit redial. That's my fourth dial, so I now got four tick marks. Maybe they answer, maybe they don't. If they don't answer, I go to the next lead. So that's my method as I'm dialing, okay? Dial, tick mark, dial, tick mark, new number, tick mark, new number. So redial, tick mark, next lead, okay? Some days I'm in a three dial for each number mood. Some days I'm in a two dial for each number mood. May depend on how many fresh leads I got. If I have just a few newer leads, I might do three dials per. If I got a bunch of leads I know I need to get through, I might once in a while just go for two dials per number, okay? Two dials per number, sometimes three dials per number. Some people say, and Noel, so why don't you tell everybody three? Well, the truth is sometimes I do two. Okay. Now, my actual mortgage protection script. Here we go. So now somebody's answered. So if it's TJ, here we go. So ring, ring.
Hello?
TJ.
This is TJ.
Hey, TJ. Hey, this is Mike, and I'm giving you a call back. TJ, I'm calling you about the mortgage that it looks like you took out a couple months ago for the property there on Shenandoah Drive in Frankfort, Kentucky. TJ, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, of course.
You do. Okay, good. Well, hey, TJ, you may not remember this, but sometime around the closing, it looks like there was an application form for the mortgage protection for that loan. You know, the program that covers your mortgage payments when you die or get disabled, you know what I'm referring to?
Yeah, I think I remember.
Okay, so you do remember. Okay, good. In fact, just to make sure I got the right thing here. So, TJ, again, I've got your address, 514 Shenandoah Drive, and I have your date of birth as April 28th. Of 1986. Is that you?
Yep, that's me.
Okay, good. And then your wife's name is Bethany, and I got her date of birth as July 5th of 1987. Is that right?
Yep, that's us.
Okay, so we got you guys there. Okay, cool. So I got the right people. All right, so TJ, hey, it's my job just to get you this information and go over it with you and make sure you understand it. And all I need to know right now is typically, when do you get home from work?
6:30.
6 or 6:30. Now, do you have Saturdays off, or do you work on Saturdays as well?
Saturdays off.
You're off Saturday. Well, you know what? They've actually got me scheduled to be out there tomorrow between 10 and 11 a.m., and I just want to make sure that you and Bethany would both be home in that window of time.
Yeah, that works. We'd both be there.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Well, let me make sure. You have something to write with?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, good. First of all, why don't you take down my name? You got that pen and paper handy?
Yeah.
Okay. Again, it's Mike. Now, my last name is Levintovich. I'm still learning how to spell it. So why don't we just put Mike L?
Mike L.
Mike L. Okay. And so you'll do that. And notice, like, I see Larissa laughing. People will laugh. It's like, you can have fun with them, you know. And so I just tell them that. I just say, yeah, put down Mike L. And said, and right now we said Saturday. What time did we say again, TJ?
Between 10 and 11.
Between 10 and 11. Also, notice I give them a window of time. In fact, I had one guy, he was being a little grumpy with me when I first answered the phone. So this is last night. I said, now, TJ, if I get there at like 10:45, you're not going to be sitting there with your shotgun wanting to shoot me, will you?
No, I won't be.
I said, good. I got a wife and four kids, and if I come back dead, they will not be happy. Okay. I said, my wife will definitely kill me if I get killed.
She'll kill me.
All right. So, again, if I get interaction, get people laughing, it helps. But I'm also very clear about communicating. I need the window of time, not very specifically. So kind of setting expectations. Now I'm saying, TJ, hey, now tell me, the address for your house, is it on the mailbox or is it on the house on the side or is it on the curb?
It's actually on the mailbox and the house.
Mailbox and the house. Is it a one story or two story?
One story.
Brick or siding?
Brick.
And okay, what color is that brick?
Red.
Okay. And is there anything like unique that'll help it stand out for me? Like, do you have a red Ferrari parked in the driveway?
Nope, but we got a garage. Only house with one.
Only house, okay, with a garage. That should help. And is it okay to park in your driveway, or is it going to be filled up, or should I park on the street?
You're good on the driveway.
Okay, good on the driveway. Okay. All right, well, TJ, I'll see you tomorrow between 10 and 11. We'll get you taken care of.
All right, see you then.
Okay. Let's see. Now, on mortgage protection, always make sure I'm checking for wife and husband, right? Like, I've got to make sure both are there, even if only one name is listed. Now, let's say TJ says, here's an objection I can get. Oh, hey, I really need to check with Bethany before I can confirm a time. That's a common one with any type of appointment setting. And so if you're needing to make sure you got that right, well, hey, here's how I handle it. I said, oh, absolutely, TJ. We absolutely have to make sure Bethany's there. I'm so glad you said that. Typically, what is her work schedule like? Is she typically off on Saturdays?
Yep.
She is. Okay. So as far as you know, she's going to be home tomorrow between 10 and 11?
Should be.
All right. Let me, he already said, well, I got to really check with her. I said, well, listen, after we hang up, could you do a text her or call her and make sure it's good? And if there's a problem, can you call me back?
Yes, sir, I can.
And let me know, and we'll swap you out with a different time if we need to.
Sure can.
Okay, so notice what I did is because here's the agent rookie mistake. The agent rookie mistake is, oh, yeah, okay, well, I'll call you back, or, well, why don't you call me back later on today when Bethany gets home? Well, he ain't going to call you back. And if they ask you to call back later, well, now they know your number. Like, oh, God, it's that mortgage protection guy. Oh, don't answer that. He's going to want to come over tomorrow. So you've got to work to sew that deal up on that first contact. Okay. You've got to learn how to take the monkey. He's trying to put that monkey on your back. You're going to get it off your back, put it on his back. So I said, well, TJ, absolutely. So I agree, right? He is supposed to say, well, you don't need to check with her. No, that won't get you anywhere. That'll get you hung up on. Oh, absolutely. We need her there. And let me tell you what we need to do. We need to make sure she can be there. In fact, tell you what, as soon as we hang up, can you give her a call or text and make sure that's good? And if there's any kind of a problem, call me back immediately because I might be able to swap you out with another family. All right. TJ, looks like we may have a question coming up on the little green icon there.
Should be or will be.
Oh, yeah, that's another good one. Somebody said, oh, she should be home. I said, oh, when you say she should be home, does that mean that she might not be? So if TJ is rolling phone, does that mean that she might not be there?
She might not.
Okay, so does that mean it's something we need to check on, or is there a better time? Do we need to do set up for a different time?
Just need to check on.
You just need to check. Okay, well, so I'll assume that she will be there if I don't hear a call back from you, okay?
That works.
All right, perfect. So that's what we do there. Okay, so that is the – I didn't check with my spouse. Okay, you've got it. Oh, we're busy. Oh, my gosh. You do sound busy. Hey, what's all going on? You working or got other stuff going on? Oh, well, you know, we've got one of them we got one of them baby showers because my grandbaby, she's due in a couple months, and we got this we're having a wedding shower, and my wife's in charge, and we're having the people at the house. And, oh, really? That sounds like so much fun. Well, tell me, what time's the baby shower? Oh, the baby shower, it's at 4 o'clock on Sunday. I said, well, tell you what. You guys probably busy, like, getting ready for all that, right? And you got people over, say, yeah, well, tell you what. They've got me scheduled to be out there about 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, the day before the baby shower. Are y'all home from work at that time? Yes? Okay. Well, good. Well, why don't we do that, okay? And this will not take long. I mean, just to get through everything, this might take 15 minutes, maybe a little bit more. As long as you don't ask me about religion and politics and basketball, we'll be okay. You know, and so I'm selling them that it's going to be uninvasive, being quick, but I can't buy their busy. Okay, I can't buy their story. Everybody's busy. That's melodramatic nonsense. People, I'm busy. That's melodramatic nonsense. That means you need to ask more questions to clarify. It's a smoke screen. You got to clear the air. Turn on the fan. Get the smoke out of here so you can see what's going on. What's the fan? Questions. Agreeing with them, being pleasant, and asking questions. Being intensely curious. I was talking to some guy yesterday. He told me, oh, gosh, I don't know. I could be off on a moment's notice. I said, really? I said, what they got you doing? He said, well, I deliver gas. I said, oh, you drive a truck? Yeah. Yeah, you do that. Reason why I handle 17 counties here in Kentucky. I said, holy cow. I said, so do you know your schedule yet for Saturday? I said, no, but I'll probably know it on Friday. Well, I'll tell you what. As far as you know, if you think it might be likely you're out in the morning, how about we set an evening or an afternoon appointment? And if there's a problem, you find out your schedule's all messed up, call me tomorrow, and we'll do our best to fix you up and get you set up at a different time. How's that work? Okay, so you've got to clear the melodrama by asking questions. Other things that come up on mortgage protection scripts. Some people say, well, Mike, I don't have the lender name on my lien, so I'll use the lender name if it's on there. You might be working in a county where we don't have the lender's name. Ain't no big deal. Use what you do have. We always have the address. So I'll say, well, I'm calling about the mortgage for the property there at such and such street. Okay? So you can always refer to the street address, you know. But if you do have the lender name and the date and the mortgage amount, I'll reference it because it's more official. Right? You sound like you're calling more about their mortgage because you know more about it. That's a big deal. Okay. Somebody says, I already bought it. Sometimes that's a generic excuse. Oh, yeah, we already got that taken care of. Oh, yeah, we already bought some. People come and knock on my door, walk right into my office. It happens to come more often, don't we? I mean, it's just like because we're on the first floor, people walk in like, peddling something. Oh, we already bought that. Like, that's my favorite excuse. It's so easy. You don't even know what I'm selling. I know, but my staff told me we already bought it.
We got everything.
I go check with Sheriff if you need to. I think we already got that. I was like, don't bother me. Okay. So, but now in this case, remember, they sent in a letter. They asked us for help. So, I said, oh, really? Well, shoot, that's crazy. I got this file here, and there's no mention of that, but I believe you. You don't seem, I mean, there might be some confusion here on this file. Well, listen, if you've already gotten it, this should go pretty quick then. So, Brian, if you already bought this, we probably just need to make sure that we verify the coverage and get all this closed out. Shouldn't take long at all. Brian, what time did you say you get home from work? Well, typically, when do you get home from work? I'll go right in. I'll book an appointment. Listen, I'll stop by. If you can have your coverage out, I'll validate everything and make sure we put notes in the system, because you probably don't want to be bothered by this or bothered about this. We'll get this closed out. We'll write a report and get everything taken care of. Okay. Already bought it. Now, sometimes some people will say, what is this? And I basically start over. What they're saying is, I wasn't listening to you. Or they're saying, you were talking too bloody fast. One of the two. Okay? So either A, I wasn't listening, or I couldn't hear you, or you're talking too fast, or I wasn't, you know. So I just say, TJ, hey, this is Mike, and I was calling about the mortgage that you and Bethany took out for the property there on Central Avenue there in Louisville. Do you know what I'm referring to? Okay, so we're good there. Okay, so sometime around the closing, and TJ, like I said, you may not remember this, but sometime around the closing, it looks like there is this application form where you guys were looking to get information about the mortgage protection for the loan. You know, the program that covers your mortgage payments when you die or when you get disabled, so your family's got a paid for place to live. So that, I just repeat it more slowly than the first time, because when they say, what is this? They're not asking you to justify what you said. You probably just said it too fast. I'll have some people, they'll say, what's this? And everybody will start to give them a course on mortgage protection and all the different types of policies, and they had all this new stuff. No, nothing new. Go back and repeat the same basics. They just didn't hear it the first time. That's a mistake I see, Barbara, where people get hung up and say, oh, they didn't hear me. They're asking me, what is this? I got to tell them everything. I got to tell them all our carriers, and I got to tell them all the different types of policies and how wonderful we are. No. You say the same thing you said the first time. Just say it a little bit slower. Okay? Some people say, I don't remember doing anything like that. Well, that's where we preface it by saying, and you may not remember this. Hey, they put a file on my desk, Ted, but you may not remember this, or and you may not remember this. If I say you may not remember this, when you say you don't remember it, we have agreement. That's not an excuse now, but if I don't say it first and then you say I don't remember it, now it's an excuse, now I got to fight it. But if I say it first, don't matter if you don't remember. I say, well, Ted, hey, that's exactly why I'm calling. Like I was telling you, you may not remember. That's why they put this file on my desk right here, because it looks like this was forgotten or overlooked somehow. We're not sure what happened, but it's my job to get you this information, go over it with you, and make sure you understand it. Okay? So that's the main thing that's there, is just understanding the basics of how are we getting through, what is this, I don't remember, hang-ups. If you're getting hung up on, probably because you sound like a telemarketer, what causes you to sound like a telemarketer? Asking their name as opposed to saying their name at the front end of the call. Talking too fast, sounding too scripted, and not interacting. Okay? So asking their name, talking too fast, sounding too scripted, and not being interactive. Those are the four instant death things that can kill you on a call. Okay? That's why people hang up on you. I mean, how many of you have gotten these robocalls? Like, raise your hand if you've gotten them robocalls on your phone, right? And like, your phone rings, and you hear the pause, and then you either hear it transfer to someone who's in India, or you hear it pause as it goes to a recording or something else, right? Or you hear a pause, then, hello, is this Michael? You know, whatever it is, and it's like, okay, got to be careful. You know, so the first thing is how do we say their name? Do you say it as a statement? So if I'm talking to Doyle, I don't say, Doyle? Like a question, I say, Doyle. I don't say, hey, is Doyle there? Well, first of all, 9 times out of 10, you're calling the cell phone first. And if I'm calling Doyle's cell phone, Doyle, tell me if you can unmute. What percentage of the time is it if I call your cell phone that you're the one that answers if somebody's going to answer?
Pretty much 100%.
About 100%. So why would I have to ask if it's Doyle if I'm calling Doyle's cell phone? If anything, you just sound like an imposter. You sound like a fake. Because Doyle's like, if you're calling my cell phone and you don't know it's me answering, you're a phony and I don't trust you and I'm fixed to hang up on you within milliseconds. So if you say, is this Doyle? Or Doyle, is that you? Or is Doyle there? Or Doyle? Like notice with a rising intonation, Doyle? As opposed to Doyle. Hey, Doyle. Hey, this is Mike. I'm giving you a call back. So flat intonation or lowering intonation is what you want, not rising intonation. Okay, that's a big one. Okay. The way you say their name, then talking slowly, slower than you think you need to talk. Some of y'all, I hear you, and you sound like you're on methamphetamines when you're on the phone. You need to slow the heck down. Slow the heck down. Okay? And if you're not sure, hey, guess what? If you're all on here, you're on Zoom. In case you don't know this, you can put Zoom on your laptop, and you can do your dial session on your cell phone, but press record on Zoom. And Zoom can record you, and then you can go and you can play back and listen to yourself on all your connects. And now you can listen to yourself and hear how awful you might be or how good you might be. But you can study, or you can present it to a person that's coaching you and let them listen and watch with you. Other things for hangups, sounding scripted. If you sound like you're reading a script, and often new people do, it's going to be a mess. Okay? And if you hear things going on and you're not interactive with them or responding or playing off of them, you're going to sound like a phony. Or you could sound more real. You can take that opportunity to sound more real. Like if you hear a baby screaming in the background and say, hey, that sounds like a little one who's pretty hungry or mad about something. What happened to your baby? He sounds upset. She sounds, how old's your baby? Are they mad because I'm calling? Are they mad because I'm calling? Are they? Oh, no, it's not you. Whatever it is, acknowledge the obvious. I called somebody today, and he's all out of breath. I mean, it sounded like he was on a treadmill or he was running so hard. I was like, I thought he was being chased by the police. How's that do? What are you running from? Hey, so dude, my friend's goat got out and we're running around the neighborhood trying to catch the goat. He's like, it's an emergency. I said, well, I'll call you back. Go catch that goat. Right? And so, I mean, you're going to have some crazy stuff that's going on sometimes. Acknowledge it. Okay, that's the interactive part. So if you're getting hung up on, you're sounding like a telemarketer, telemarketers don't assume it's you, so you want to assume it's who you're calling. Telemarketers read fast and talk fast. You don't want to do that. Telemarketers just keep reading their script, hoping and praying you don't hang up. We're building a yes train in our script. We're getting them to say yes to their name, yes to their mortgage, yes to remembering the letter. They're more agreeable and easier to work with when we do that. Okay? And then, like we said, not sounding scripted by using your words and being interactive. Those are the things that are going to help, okay? You're allowed to inject your personality. Be intensely curious. It's how well you perform this script that's going to make or break you. It's performing. It's a performance. The phone call is a performance for an audience of one. Okay. People say, I don't remember. Well, whoever says it first wins. you know? So when I say, hey, you may not remember this, again, that's why if I say it first, then I win if they can't use that objection. And if they're not interested, sometimes we get that, oh, hey, that's okay. Ain't no big deal. It's just my job to get you this information, go over it with you, make sure you understand it. And, yeah, and you don't, there's no, I'm just the guy that brings you out the information, make sure you got it. Somehow the process got started. We're not sure what happened. And then I go right back to my core. And all I need to know right now, Ted, is typically when do you get home from work? I keep coming back to my appointment booking question. The million-dollar question in the script is, and all I need to know now, Lauren, is typically, when do you get home from work? Oh, and hey, Barbara, and all I need to know now is typically, when do you get home from work? That's the million-dollar question. I'll give them a little bit of an answer when they ask me a question, but it's just enough to act like I'm answering their question so I can get back to asking my question, which is typically, Doyle, when do you and Casey get home from work? Okay. There's probably some other things on mortgage protection. Can you send me, oh, I need to know how much it costs. I said, yeah, I would imagine. That's what we're going to figure out. I'm not sure how much it costs, but we're going to find out by going through your situation. I'm not even sure if you'll qualify or what you need or anything. And by the way, I'm not the sales guy. I'm just the bringer out the information guy. And so all I need to know now is typically when do you get home from work? Or, hey, are you still working or are you retired? If they're like over 65 or over 60, when I say, by the way, are you working or retired? Oh, I neither. I'm disabled. I said, oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, so you got any doctor's appointments tomorrow? No? Well, I'll tell you what. They got me scheduled to be there between 10 and 11. So these are some basics on mortgage protection. These are the most core type of objections we're trying to help you avoid or that you may come up with and you want to learn to get through. There's other little things you'll get here and there, but these are the cores. All right, I'll pause for more questions on this. If you want to hang up, text me a question, anything like that. Let's see. All right.
Mike, what did you say about when they ask how much it'll cost? You said you're not a salesman.
First I said, oh, I said, yeah. I said, I don't know yet. That's what we'll figure out. It takes us a couple minutes to figure it out once we kind of figure out which programs or program you'll need and which ones you'll qualify for. Then we'll kind of hone in on what the cost might be for some of those options.
Okay.
And all I need to know now is typically, when do you get home from work? Yes, sir.
I was going to say, I've heard, you know, where they say, can you just mail me something?
That's very much in the same market of can you tell me how much it costs, can you mail me something? Well, Barbara, if you remember, we did mail you something. Oh. And if you remember, you sent it back to us. And so now the next big thing is like just kind of the pricing and the specific details for your case is what we need to go over this. So, you know, I go right back to, and tell me again, hey, what time do you get home from work? And if they're acting hesitant, you know, I just say, hey, I'm just the guy that gets you the information. I'm just a bringer out or the information guy. I'm not the sales guy, but if you want the sales guy, we can get him to come out. But I'm just guy that brings you the information, goes over with you.
So you're not going to go into, I've got to see you, make sure you're alive.
Sometimes I can't. If I need to, I can pull that. So so they start talking. I said, well, listen, Joe, if you remember on this application, it said there's no medical exam, and there isn't, but there's certain discounts that I'm able to get you qualified for because I can verify your health. So, Ted, if I can make sure that you're not in a wheelchair and hooked up to an oxygen tank and make sure you don't weigh 573 pounds and drooling all over yourself, I said, and sometimes they'll laugh, which is I'm trying to create such a crazy picture that I can get them laughing. I said, that don't sound like you, but I just need to sit there and verify that, and that's how I'm going to be able to get you some of the better pricing and show you what's available to you. Okay, so question was – any change for older leads? part of my script is when I say, if let's say if I know it's an older lead, like if I know, Doyle, it's a mortgage protection lead for 1 year ago or 2 years ago, the only thing I change is, hey, I'm calling about the mortgage. It looks like you originated about a year or two ago with PNC Bank for the property here on Central Avenue. Now you say, well, Mike, what if the date's on the mortgage? Well, I know if it's an RW lead, it's about a year old. If it's an RW2, I know it's about 2 years old. So I might change only the intro of the mortgage. And then the other thing is whether it's an A lead or not, because I've had people tell me they don't remember A leads. That's why I start off by saying, and you may not remember this. I didn't put this file on my desk regarding your mortgage, and you may not remember this. That's part of it. So, because that's the biggest thing on RW. Yeah, I don't remember. I said, that's okay. I'm not sure what happened or who dropped the ball. They got on my desk to make sure we get all this fixed up and make sure you get this information. Okay. I don't want someone coming to my house. Oh, my gosh. I hate it when people come to my house, too. I said, yeah, I'll tell you what. In fact, it would make my job so much easier if I could just, like, send one of them military drones out to you and have it drop off the information and get it back. Oh, my gosh. It'd be kind of fun playing with them drones. But, hey, listen, there's certain discounts that you're entitled to when we get to put eyes on you and make sure that you're not, like, 783 pounds and chained to a wheelchair and hooked up to an oxygen tank and drilling all over the place. I said, you probably would rather have some of those discounts, wouldn't you? So, yeah, well, because we see you, you qualify for that, and it's really a lot better than just trying to do stuff over the mail. And if you know, somebody says the discount's true, yeah, compare the price of AIG to a Strong Foundation term. You know? Yeah. It's like, and honestly, Strong Foundation term, there's a requirement that we sit down and meet with the client face-to-face. We can't write that without seeing the client. So that's a big deal. Okay. All right. Let's see. What else I got? Okay. So I think we covered some of the objections here. And guess what? This, I know we're not going to get every objection, everything, but we're trying to get the core of them. Next big one, final expense script. Okay. I'm going to walk through that one. We'll take some more questions after that. So final expense script, almost the same thing, except talks even slower. You know, the older they are, the slower you talk. So if I'm doing this, if it's a direct mail mortgage or a final expense, and I had one of these, this is several of them I was calling yesterday. So if I go ring, ring, I'm calling Shaquan. So ring, ring.
Hello.
Shaquan.
Yep.
Hey, Shaquan. Hey, this is Mike. And I'm giving you a call back. Shaquan, I'm calling about a little postcard that looks like was filled out and sent back by you. You're probably not going to remember this. In fact, Shaquan, let me make sure I've got the right person. Is this Shaquan Whitaker with your address at 514 Shenandoah Drive? And you're 69 years old. Is that you, Shaquan?
Mm-hmm, that's me.
Okay. All right, so that's the file I've got here. Now, Shaquan, you may not remember this form or postcard, but let me read you the top couple lines. It says, new 2019 benefit information for Kentucky residents. You may qualify for a state-regulated program to pay for your final expenses. And it goes on, Shaquan, it says, it's important to know how to qualify for this benefit available to you. And this insurance benefit will pay for 100% of your funeral and final expenses. The Shaquan, does that ring a bell? Do you remember that?
Uh-huh, that sounds familiar.
In fact, I started reading it to some person. They like finished it. They actually finished the sentence for me, like almost like they were reading the other half of it because they remembered what they had sent in. And so when I just go that slow, it brings them back to the page. Okay, I find that very helpful. And then I go, then from there, I just go, well, hey, listen, again, this file's on my desk, and they've got me set up to get you this information, go over with you, and all I need to know now, hey, are you retired? Uh-huh. Do you have any doctor's appointments tomorrow? No, well, you know, they've got me scheduled to be there between 9 and 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. I just want to make sure you and Dolores are both going to be there, Shaquan. That's really about the only difference. So I'm not referencing the mortgage. I'm referencing the form. And I'm literally reading back the first couple of lines. And if you're getting these as an A lead, you'd be surprised, especially if you're just getting them in. Their memory, well, again, I'm still saying you may not remember this, but when I start reading, you'd be surprised their response rate. Okay? And if they still don't remember, I say, hey, that's okay. It's no big deal. I'll be able to show you the form. You might recognize your own handwriting, but I just need to know typically when do you get home from work. So if they don't remember it, I'm not going to just keep beating them until they remember it. I'm moving on to booking the appointment. And the fact that they don't remember it is part of why it's important for me to get out there. Well, boy, if you don't remember it, that's part of the reason why this is probably on my desk, because something got forgotten. Listen, that's probably why it's here for me to make sure you get this. So that's the final expense. Talk slower. Read the top part of the lead are the two big things I can teach you on final expense. Now, we have some other variations. We've got speed leads. We've got our TV leads. There can be other little nuances. A call-in is when somebody's called in. Oftentimes we get a code word. So I'm going to say, hey, Brian, looks like you called in after seeing our TV commercial. In fact, let me make sure I got the right person. Is this you? Uh-huh. And it looks like when you called, you talked to Vicky, one of our operators there. It looks like you gave her a code word. The code word said, go blue. Does that mean you're a big Wildcat fan, Vicky? Or whoever I'm talking to, Brian? Yeah. Yes. I said, okay, well, that's awesome. Too bad their season ended, huh?
You would.
But guess what? This is the interacting part. Yeah. If you notice something in their code word that tells you about them, build on it. Don't just walk on by. They're giving you an opportunity to learn about them. Like I had a guy yesterday, he said, Mike, I do need to meet about this, but my gosh, I'm taking off of work tomorrow. I'm going over to Keeneland. I'm going to be there Friday and all day Saturday, and then Sunday I'll be back Sunday evening. And I just said, oh my gosh, Keeneland, well, that sounds like fun. It sucks. I got to work this weekend. Maybe I'll just skip work and come over and join you. He said, well, come on over. I'm the fattest, baldest dude in the third box over there at Keeneland. You'll see me. I mean, but guess what? I just simply engaged with him, right? I just simply engaged. Okay, who are you with? Who am I with? Okay, well, if it's mortgage protection, I say, well, hey, Ben, I work with the clients of all of the lenders in the area. I work with the clients of the different lenders in the area. So if I have the lender name, I might say, well, hey, I work with the clients of PNC Bank and the other lenders in the area. They refer all the mortgage protection out to me. And that's why your file's on my desk. Now, notice, I did not say that I work with PNC Bank. I said I work with the clients of PNC Bank.
And you didn't say I work with a mortgage
protection. And I don't say I work with a mortgage. Sometimes I could, or I might say, who are you with? I said, well, your letter went back to the Mortgage Protection Center. So I'm with the Mortgage Protection Center. I'm the representative for Frankfort or for Franklin County here in Kentucky and a couple other counties. I'm the mortgage protection specialist for Frankfort or for Franklin County. So I can reference their town or their city or their county or whatever it is, and that typically works. What I don't say is, well, I work with 17 insurance companies like Mutual of Omaha and Forrester. I try to keep it short, sweet, dismiss it, and get back to booking the appointment. And I think that's the key thing. I give a little bit of information to appease them and build my credibility and then get back to booking the appointment. Okay. Let's see how we do. We are coming up on 4:30. I've tried to get in the basics of our scripting. And great news, these are the basics. The biggest thing you can do is do more of them. get to a dial team, watch other pros that are booking appointments, listen to them, let them listen to you. There's a dial team tomorrow morning in Lakeland, Florida, from 8 a.m. to noon. You've got Junior Correa will be dialing. Katrina Gustin will be dialing. Sometimes Mickey Cruz is part of that group. He might be dialing tomorrow. I don't know who else is dialing tomorrow, but they got a crew. 10, 15 agents will be there dialing. That's one heck of a place to go if you're trying to improve your phone skills. And that'll be an awesome place to go. Say, well, I live in Tampa, and that's an hour and a half. I said, great, that'd be the best hour and a half you spent driving to get over there and be there for that dial session and learn it and observe it. Or even whether you're going to observe or you're going there because you're ready to start dialing, you got your leads, great to do it in numbers with people. So those are my big things for today. Be around. Sometimes we post our dial sessions on Zoom. So if you're watching out on band, you'll see that we've got people broadcasting the dial session on band, or they'll post on band and you'll see it's on broadcast via Zoom, just like you see here. So guys, let's rock on. No call on Good Friday next week. We'll be back the week after, and we'll keep rocking. Boot camp in Louisville, Kentucky on Wednesday the 24th. Be looking out for that if you're in the region or have someone here. Y'all take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Mike. Bye.